November 16th, was that the correct date?
Or December 14th.
December 14th and November 16th is what I heard.
Well, yeah, we heard both. I understood you to say if you can't do it by November, you'll do it in December. But if we do it in December, the county needs to renotice that.
Correct.
You would have to tell the county. So let's clarify that right now. Are we continuing it to the November meeting, which is just a couple days more than a month?
Yes.
Or, okay. So this is scheduled to come back to the commission on November 16th. That's our November meeting. There's no new notices from the county sent to the residents, but we're relying on Verizon to make contact with those residents and organizations that we mentioned so they can have a community meeting before this hearing.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that would be my motion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Commissioner Quist.
Wolf, you mean?
Commissioner Quist made the second. Wolf, thank you.
I think the county should be notifying everybody again. And I think it should be in Spanish. And I do think it should be definitely getting to that school district, not just one mailing landed on some desk someplace. I don't know how you do it. I don't know if Verizon needs to pay for this additional mailing, but if in order for it to get out, and obviously this time around it didn't work, and it's not going to work again if there's no more notification. So I feel better about December 14th personally, if that, and we get it out, and we get it out to the right people. Well, and also I would like the staff to have a map of where the other towers are in that area, and I definitely am looking for the letters from those areas.
While I understand your concern with the noticing, it is staff's directive from the board to follow consistent policy, and they cannot pick out certain projects to widen the circle or notice an addition when they normally wouldn't. They have to follow their internal policy directed from the board. So it's not the purview of the Planning Commission to tell them to notice wider, more frequently, sooner than internal staff policy.
I think I would rely on Verizon, knowing that they know our concerns in getting out to the public, that I'll rely on them to be in touch with the groups and individuals that are in the area of noticing that the county has. And the county will give you that list. And I'm counting on you to get the word out to them, and we'll see how that goes.
That's understood.
My opinion, but the motion is to keep it on the 16th of November. If that changes, you'll have to ask for a postponement,
mm-hmm.
or I guess come back, hopefully in time that someone doesn't make an hour's drive from Layton just to find out that you're asking for another continuance. So we'd like that plenty of time.
I agree. I'm 3.5 hours away myself.
So. Okay. Then we have a motion and a second. If there's no more discussion, I'll just ask, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That carries 7-0. So let's take just a 5-minute break or whatever. That okay, Lisa? All right, we'll take a short break and come right back. Thank you.
Website.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Hey, did you get my text too late?
Yeah, sorry.
No, the thing is, I saw your eyes on the side.
Hopefully.
Well, no, you get stuff that is designation sometimes, it's conference county, so it's like, oh, not important, but I knew it was important, but I had already seen it. Otherwise, I should have.
Thank you for that.
Well, it's, you know, up until.
I almost feel like the reverse of some of these orders, like the one that's got all the opposition, should have read that one first.
In a way.
You know, because we have not had a lot of questions the same.
I don't want to interrupt you. I just need to get your first and last name for my story.
Okay.
Remember that one? Oh, okay.
Thank you.
It's like one of those places that have bad water. Those little communities. And it starts with M. They moved it right out.
Okay, let's finish this one up and then we can go and have fun.
Go and have fun?
Yeah, go and have fun. You don't want to go. Yeah.
Like we leave here and we all go have fun.
Yeah. That's, hey. Okay. Okay. If we're ready to get started. Okay. Thank you for that little break. We will move on to item number 7.
Regular agenda item number 7, unclassified conditional use permit number 3770 and initial study number 8431 filed by Lisa Gandell proposing to allow an unmanned freestanding 100-foot tall monopine style co-locatable wireless telecommunications facility on a 3.8-acre parcel within the AE5 zone district. The subject parcel is located on the northwest corner of Boren Lane and Elwood Road, 700 feet west of North Brawley Avenue, approximately 9.5 miles northeast of this unincorporated community of Orange Cove.
Okay. If we did get a new report, because showing that it's not Brawley Avenue, the old one did say that, and that was incorrect. This one is approximately 9.5 miles northeast from the unincorporated community of Orange Cove.
So, right.
Is that correct?
Apologies. The agenda I'm reading from was an older copy. My apologies.
Okay, so we've
what you have in front of you. You are correct. It has a different description.
Except the, it's not an unincorporated community.
Incorporated.
City.
It's incorporated.
Of Orange Cove. But that doesn't change the location. But the, we take out Brawley Avenue. That was the earlier one. So with that, thank you for the correction. And Raimundo, you want to go ahead with the presentation?
Yep. Here we go. On to agenda item number 7. This is for a unclassified conditional use permit, number 3770, to allow an unmanned freestanding 100-foot-tall monopine-style co-locatable wireless telecommunication facility. We sent notices out to the public 15 days prior to this hearing, and we have received one notice yesterday in opposition to this agenda item. And you will see that you'll have those email attachments in your staff report package. Attached, we inserted them because we got the notification yesterday. Here on this slide, you'll see shows the location of the tower in the county of Fresno, here just north of State Route 180. Location map shows it's off of Elwood and Boren Streets. Existing zoning map here shows that it is in the AE5 zone district, surrounded by other AE zoning districts. And it is north of Elwood. This is existing land use in this area. Grazing lands, 640 acres of grazing land, 169, a lot of grazing land there. There are single-family residences around the area, all on this, by this parcel. This slide is showing the existing coverage in the area. It does show a tower, Fresno Bear Tower, giving coverage to this area. The proposed coverage with the new tower here in this area, shown there. On this slide, you'll see an aerial view of the site. It is north of Elwood Avenue. The access is coming off of this road here to the site. There is a residential house just to the east of the tower. There's another aerial view showing the same things. Here's an aerial view of the tower as well. This one shows the footprint to be 30 foot by 30 foot footprint on the pad of this tower. This is elevation views of the tower. It will also be sheathed, monopine style, with earth tones to mimic to mimic the trees of this area. It will have a 8-foot tall chain link fence with slats in it, also earth tone colors. Here's a slide of the elevations of the equipment at ground level adjacent to the tower. Here's a view east of the site, looking west, with a digitally rendered image of the tower. This is what it looks like now, and that's what it will look like after the tower's assembled. Here's an image west of the site, looking east. Same thing, digitally rendered tower, existing, and what it will look like after. Here's an image south of the site, looking north. There's the tower, what it looks like now and what will look like after it's assembled. Next slide shows the five findings that must be found. Size and shape of the parcel is adequate, yes. Streets and highways are adequate for use, yes. No adverse effects on the neighborhood, yes. General plan consistency, yes. And conditions necessary for public health, safety, and general welfare is also a yes from the department. That concludes my presentation for agenda item number 7.
Thank you. Any questions of staff? I'd like applicant to come forward, please.
Hello, Lisa Gendahl, SAC Wireless, representing and agent for Verizon Wireless for this new site build, 100-foot monopine.
Okay. Any questions of Lisa? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Coles?
Good morning again, commissioners. Any questions on this project?
Maybe state your name for the record.
Walter Coles, Verizon Wireless, our engineer.
Okay. I saw in the picture there's a major set of transmission lines right kind of near in one of the pictures right there. Was that considered or is that not?
Yeah, it was considered. The issue, this particular area, our consideration is to try to cover most of the residents along Elwood Road, and we run what's called propagation maps, which you saw earlier. This is a challenging area to cover because of the terrain. One of the goals that we have was to try to cover the residents along Elwood Road and provide additional coverage. There's a fire station at the 180 and Elwood Road area to try to get some more coverage into the fire. So we ran multiple props to look at the different locations. That particular one on the transmission line didn't work. There's also issues with that transmission line with PG&E. There's been some ongoing issues with continuing to work with them. They've been very... certain lines don't work there. You have to have so much space between the conductor and where you can put the communications equipment. And I don't quote me on this. I'd have to go back and review the findings on that. But I think that was part of the issue as well. But the main issue was it was too distant from where we were. It was causing a terrain shadow and some other things. So this is a more ideal candidate.
Could we put up the overhead that showed the coverage? Before and proposed. Okay, that one's existing coverage. Now, if you go back to existing coverage.
It's shaded oddly. Is there an issue with the... Yeah, there's something wrong with the... Well...
Now, you have the one that says Bear Mountain. Is that a Verizon tower?
That's our tower. Yeah, and I think there's other carriers on there with us as well.
Okay. And then... Put the proposed coverage. Okay. Why? I mean, there's with the new tower, you have a lot more coverage, but it doesn't seem like you had very much coverage with the existing Bear Mountain tower in that immediate area. Is it because of the terrain?
It's terrain. The Bear Mountain tower was what we call a legacy tower. It was one of the first towers built going back to, I want to say, the
That was a tall tower, was it not, then?
I'm sorry?
Is it tall, that tower?
I couldn't tell you how tall it was. I know it was it's in an area where there's a lot of communications equipment on top of the mountain with television stations.
It sits at almost like 3,700 feet. It's on top of the mountain there.
I think
it doesn't have to be necessarily tall.
Correct.
Elevation. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So the purpose of Bear for us and for the other carriers was mostly to cover 180, the Highway 180 for... just covering the road. And the problem when you get into Squaw Valley is there's a lot of terrain. And we've had complaints for years about just better coverage, better service, capacity. The driving force of this site, again, was to try to provide broadband services for the community. And that was what the main objective was. So Bear, unfortunately, is too far away to utilize that. So we had a really hard time trying to find we had a lot of candidates that were willing, but this one appeared to be the best option.
Okay. Mr. Coles, let me ask, looking at the item that we just dealt with. In this case, have you had a chance to review the letter of opposition?
I did.
And I think there are a couple. One was signed by or came from a list of people that look like their address is close to where your project is. So I'm sure we'll hear from them, or some of them anyway. It, would it be appropriate to ask at this time if you might consider meeting, if they have concerns like the previous item, would a community meeting serve any purpose in your viewpoint? We don't have to, I mean, we're not going to vote right now on that, but we will give them, everybody, an opportunity to be heard either for or against, but that might come up. So I'm just wondering if you just may put it out front now, so we'll have an idea.
Well, I'd be happy to discuss it in the context of this meeting, but to go forward with it, I'm not so sure that's, I mean, we cross that bridge when the time comes.
Okay. All right, well, are there other questions at this time of the applicant? All right, thank you, Mr. Coles.
You're welcome.
Anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Please come forward and state your name and address for the record, if you would.
My name is Rachel De La Cruz. I am the resident of 1830 Elwood Road, the proposed location of the cell tower that is being presented today. I know that their neighbors across the street are against the proposition of the tower, but they do not reside at that home. That home is a vacation home. And I know that they're worried about the radiation, but as again, they do not live at the home. That is a vacation home to them. As a resident of the home, the cell tower is on the property. So the radiation is more towards me and my family. And we have gone into consideration. I work in healthcare, and I've spoken to many doctors about the radiation, and they said it's not a major concern for cancer risks. So being that the cell tower will be on my property and we will be the closest to it, I have no concerns. So I don't see why someone else should have a voice on what we do on our property when we don't have a voice what they do on their property. So I don't see why it's such an issue.
Okay, do we have any questions of the speaker? So you're not the owner of the property, but you live on the property. Is that correct?
The owner is my fiance.
Okay.
And who was it that lives across the street that's against it?
This gentleman right here.
Forget that. I thought maybe he had a name for it.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, I know, but I didn't know he was here. I was asking for the address so I could look at the addresses on here.
Commissioner Wolf.
Rachel, do you know if do you know of other people in the area that are in support? I mean, we're just trying to make sure that everybody got these notifications.
I received the notification on September 30th. It was mailed out on September 29th. That's the date stamp on the letter. So it was received in well time. Our neighbors right across the street on the private road of Bourne Lane is in support of it, which they would be also just as close to the tower as we are. And they have no problems with it either. And they've lived there longer than we have.
Okay. How close is this to a school?
It's not very close. The school is 15 minutes from our house.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions of the speaker? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Seeing none, this would be the time for anyone opposed. Please come up one at a time. State your name and address for the record, if you would.
Okay. My name is Yomara Martinez, and I live across from the tower, and I do live there. It's not a vacation home for me, and I do oppose. I do not want it there. We already have a tower, the Bear Mountain. I have coverage. I don't have any problem with my coverage. I have Verizon, and I have T-Mobile as my Wi-Fi, and I feel like that is too low to be on that property. If any, if residents still want that coverage, and if they want to cover it, most of the residents, they should put it up on a higher here, hill, not there. That one is too low. That one is not going to cover Orange Cove. It's way too far from Orange Cove, and it's not going to benefit anybody else. And a lot of, and I want to point out that not all the residents from Squaw Valley received notices. Some of my neighbors that I asked, they didn't even know about this. Not even my neighbor across the street from us, or across the street from the where the tower is going to be, he didn't even know about this. And I feel like because I have a Mexican last name, probably they send it, the notice to us because they probably figured that we couldn't speak English. Because
I,
the
I, don't,
no-
I really don't
well,
think
the notice
that's the
was only in English.
County.
It was not in Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you. Okay. Now, were you contacted? I'm looking. They have where'd she go? Oh, Ms. Martinez, I have a question for you. Or I can ask, Mr. Martinez, are you going to be speaking?
Yeah, I'll speak.
I'll ask you when you come up.
All right, my name is Juan Martinez. I live at 1747 Owlwood Road, Yokuts, California. Only problem I really have with this is, like, you're putting it too low. Okay, here's my house up on the hill. I'm across the street, okay, where you can see. This is where they're putting the house. They didn't show my direction. You're going to be blasting that thing right into my face. When I walk out my door, I'm going to look right at those panels. And it's not far because it seems far. I got to go up a hill like this. So when I look at that tower from my doorstep, I'm looking down on it. It's not going to serve me. I'm right. Like, only way that tower is going to serve me if that thing's 200 foot tall. And it's only going to serve this canal. It's in a little... like a river area. You're putting it right in a hole. It makes no sense to me. And the height of the tower makes no sense either. Like I said, when my kids are playing on the hill, they're going to be looking right at those panels, like right at them. And I don't like that. And, you know, it's not going serving anybody on the other side of me because it's just cows. And the other direction, it's a big mountain. It ain't going over there. And all down that road, you got big trees, hills. It's not the waves aren't going to go like this. So, honestly, I get it. You have a power pole. You have a transmission tower there. Can't do nothing really with the land. Can't build another house. Well, let's stick a pole there and get some rent money. But it's not going to serve nobody. It's only that pole can only serve me and a few people because it's in a hole. I mean, you don't put poles in a hole. You put them at the top of the mountain, and then they radiate down. I don't put it right in front of my face, you see. That's all I have. I don't know, maybe they didn't look at the topography or something because they didn't show my gate there. And when you point, you're here at the pole and you point the camera this way, you're going to see a gate and you're going to see a hill. You're going to blast it right into my hill, not to anybody else, but my hill. That's it.
Okay, Mr. Martinez, are you close to high voltage power lines?
Yeah, okay. I'm looking down at the power lines. Okay, so when you're looking at, I think there's a picture. It would look like from my...
Can we bring up a picture that might show?
Okay. I would live
use
up
a pointer
that,
if you,
that way.
Can you use a pointer to show us where you live in relation to the...
Okay, here it is. You would go that way to my house. And that's hill. That's a big hill like that.
So looking at the top left picture, or the one on the left that shows the location of the tower, is that the...
Is that my house right there? Is that it? Yeah. That's it. So this is all elevation. Oh, sorry. Did I do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That show your house better? Or?
No, you don't see my house here. So go back to that one where you're... go back one more.
That one?
No, one more. The power. You got a nice view of the transmission. Okay, there. Right here, you go to my house. And my house is up here. I'm looking down on this from my doorstep. I'm across the street.
Is that
and I'm
the
looking,
transmission tower there?
Yep, right and I'm you? Looking at... See, that's a mountain. Power wave, radio waves, whatever they are, they don't go through mountains. So it's going to go right into that mountain, right into my mountain, and then this is a windy road. They're not going like this.
What direction is Wonder Valley?
Down,
be over that hill?
Over the hill.
Yeah. So perhaps is that what they're... Are they?
No, they can't go over my hill. They can't go over my hill. It's just impossible. Here's a mountain, and you're going to put your pole here. You're going to blast it. You can't get to Squaw Valley.
Wonder Valley.
Wonder Valley.
It's, okay.
Yokuts. And where they should be putting something is at the dollar store, at the convenience store, because when I go to Dollar General, I try to send a text message, I try to get phone calls, I can't even call anybody. And that's down the main 180. So I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, are you going to put something, put it where, like, if I want to send a message to my wife, when I go to the Dollar General and I'm in that area by the gas station, I cannot make an emergency phone call. I can't do nothing. And that's the main strip, the 180. Now you want to put a pole where there's nobody even there. What are you doing? Put it over here. Put it over here where when I need to make a phone call, I can make a phone call. I can make a phone call, text message all down that road. I could work from home. I could stream all kinds of stuff from my house. Like, I'm not worried about it. But where I am worried about it is the 180 at the Dollar General. I cannot make a phone call. I cannot send a text message. So my point is, this hill, this tower is too small. It's going to do nothing for nobody. What are you doing? You just look at the topography, and that's the point. That's why they're not showing you everything. Because if you were looking this direction, you'd see a big mountain right there, a hill like that. So I don't know. That's my only point, is that you know where you should be? You should be over here. Right here, there's a mountain. You should be over here somewhere. Guess what? There's no houses. There's nobody over here. A big mountain. And you know what? If you put that 100-foot pole way up here, guess what? I'm going to get good service.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Martinez. All right. Anyone else here to speak in opposition? Come forward, please. State your name and address again for the record.
Yeah, my name is Panayotis Papadimitriou, and I have a vacation property at 1801 Elwood Road, right opposite of the proposed tower. And we are also closing tomorrow the property right next to that. So I have a lot of interest in the area. I've been there for the last 10 years, visiting every weekend and every school holiday, and we plan to reside there for good. That's a response to the point that was mentioned before. So I would say a few things that maybe they are very similar to what Juan said. But overall, I feel the report that was circulated, I wouldn't call it misleading, but I would say it's a bit incomplete. Because you could go to the elevation charts here, and you see that they finish, they show all of the elevations up to here, and they stop here. So they don't show the mountain that Juan was talking about. Also, if you go to the Google Street View images, where are they? They stop here. They are also, they are both of them taken far away from, they are all taken away from where the tower is. Because if you take a street view where the tower is, you are going to see a very steep slope up there going 40 feet up. Yeah.
Do you mind speaking a little slower?
Oh, sorry, yes. Apologies for that. Yes.
A slower,
yeah, so yeah. You are right. So if you see here, we don't really have a street view that is exactly at where the tower is going to be placed. Because if you take a picture there, or if you are there, you are going to see that there is a very steep slope going 40 feet right away next to the tower. And this is what Juan was telling, that the tower is going to be placed in a hole, essentially. Where you see the impact of that is going to be on the coverage map. I would say out of all of the cases that we reviewed today, right, the difference in green is the smallest than any else that you saw because of the unfortunate peak of the location. And the things that are going to be green, so here, you only have coyotes there. That's like in the middle of nowhere. There are no houses. You go to the green areas that are going to benefit from it because the Verizon engineer said it's there to serve the community. Here you have five acres lots. So there are actually very, very few houses there. And in the very short amount of time that we had to talk to people, we got so far 100% opposition to the particular project. So I'm not really sure who in the community is asking for that. We are here, and we are opposing to that. Juan is there next to us. He's opposing to that. The person here is opposing to that that has a house. From the other green thing, it's the Turturicas place, who is also opposing the project. I haven't talked to the rest of the people in the area. I just got the final plan on Saturday, but so far from the precision that I got 100% negative response, I'm not really sure how the results are going to be different. So whenever we do a project, we have to take into account, I guess, the risk and the benefit, right? I think there is a clear risk there that you can also, and I think we are going to bear most of the risk, especially in my own property, because if you go here, it's true that the tower is placed in the property of my neighbor, but given the elevation, I think my house is the closest enough to the main lobe of the antenna. And we are not the ones making the decision for it. And also, if you take the distance, I would say, and you account for the elevation, in many counties within the California, we wouldn't have this discussion. This is not really allowed. You go to Petaluma, they would ask for 300 feet from where the lobe is to the actual house. This is less than that here. So there is apparently a risk. What is the benefit? If the people that are going to be the primary beneficiaries of that, they say we don't have an issue and we oppose to the particular project. I do acknowledge, though, that I don't know if our neighbor has an issue with the signals he receives. I would like to be very receptive to that and try to think of solutions. I think Juan already made a few suggestions about other locations. I think this makes sense to me, and I would like to see a plan of what the coverage map is going to be if we place the antenna there. The other thing is that the Verizon engineer said that they are really trying to co-locate antennas with other providers. As a point of reference, in where we live, AT&T provides a service with 80 to 100 megabps. So I'm really sure they do have an antenna at a place that can increase the Verizon coverage in the area as well. And I would love them to explore this as a possibility. So very, very open to other cases, and I would like to be more involved in the process, especially since I am the house that I think is going to bear most of the risk if we pick this particular location. And I only found about that in, I don't know, what was that, 10 days ago, and I got a concrete plan on Saturday, right? So very little involvement to participate in the plan. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone else here to speak in opposition to this application? Okay, I would ask the applicant if he would like to come forward, or she, to rebut what was brought up during opposition. And then whether it's Mr. Martinez or someone, you will have an opportunity to address just what they bring up now. And we'd like one person to do that.
Oh, yeah. Hello again. Walt Coles, Verizon Wireless, RF engineer. And so to try to answer some of these questions, essentially, we're not pointing the antennas into the side of the mountains. The objective was to try to cover as many of the homes along Elwood Drive as possible. The reason that we're not going up on those mountains is because it's literally impossible to go on those mountains, because you need several things when you build a cell site. Primarily, one of them is power. There's no power on any of these ridges. It would require an incredible amount of, it would probably run in excess of $2 million to put that together to get it up there. And it would not change the objective of saying, can I cover it if I bring it down lower and try to shoot it in this way or up on the mountain? I agree, if there was power up there, that would probably be a better choice, but there's nothing up there on either side. That's problem one. Problem two is, again, we're not shooting our antennas into mountains anyway. We're shooting them down the road, and we're trying to cover as much of the area as possible. Anything in a foothill mountain area is always challenging, and you're never going to fully cover everything. Your objective is to hit as much of it as possible. We had a lot of candidates to vet, and we vetted all of them. The AT&T tower that the gentleman just mentioned, I believe we looked at that, but either it didn't have room for us or it was not a viable candidate. And as far as the Dollar General situation, and I appreciate that. I'm glad you brought that up. So Dollar General has what's called cell blocking equipment within their stores. They've actually been using this for a while. AT&T and ourselves have both reported them to the FCC because it is designed to block, apparently, their employees from getting on the phone when they're working, and it causes interference. So I know where I live in the Madera Ranchos area, there's one there. I've seen some, mostly, this is the first I've heard.